Jean-Paul Sartre was a profound French philosopher, playwright, novelist, and political activist who lived from 1905 to 1980. Emerging as a key figure in the existentialist movement during the mid-20th century, Sartre sought to explore the complexities of human freedom, responsibility, and existence itself. His work not only pushed the philosophical boundaries but also resonated with the socio-political turbulence of his time, particularly the aftermath of World War II. One of Sartre's most significant contributions to moral philosophy is his concept of existentialism, which fundamentally asserts that existence precedes essence. This idea posits that individuals are not born with predetermined purposes or natures. Instead, they are thrust into existence and must sculpt their own identities and meanings through choices and actions. In his seminal work, Being and Nothingness, published in 1943, Sartre delves deeply into the nature of being, consciousness, and the concept of nothingness. He argues that human beings are condemned to be free, meaning that we bear the weight of our freedom and the responsibility that comes with it. On top of that, Sartre's ideas about the gaze illustrate the inherent relational aspect of human existence, suggesting that our identities are often shaped by how others perceive us. To better comprehend Sartre's morality, consider his arguments around authenticity and bad faith. Authenticity refers to the idea of living in accordance with one's true self and values, as opposed to conforming to societal expectations. In contrast, bad faith, or mauvaise foi, is Sartre's term for self-deception, whereby individuals avoid the anxiety that comes from absolute freedom by adopting false identities, denying their own freedom, or adhering rigidly to societal roles. For instance, think of a person who stays in a job they despise simply because it's expected of them, or a political figure who compromises their values to gain popularity. By succumbing to bad faith, they reject the freedom to choose their own path, and in doing so, they forfeit their authentic selves. Another core text is Sartre's Existentialism is a Humanism, which is a more accessible explanation of his philosophical ideas aimed at a general audience. In this essay, Sartre defends existentialism against its critics, articulating that while humans may experience despair, anguish, and absurdity in the world, these conditions also emphasize the richness and weight of human freedom. Sartre famously argues that if God does not exist, then individuals must navigate moral choices without divine guidance, which raises profound ethical questions. In the absence of predetermined values, individuals must create their own moral frameworks, thus underscoring the weight of freedom and the burden of responsibility. This creates a moral landscape where individuals are accountable not just for their own choices but for how their actions can affect others. To illustrate some of Sartre's ideas in a contemporary context, let's explore their relevance in today's world. In politics, Sartrean existentialism finds echoes in discussions around voting and civic engagement. Citizens are often confronted with a range of choices and the overwhelming potential for their decisions to impact others profoundly. A voter might struggle with the weight of their decision in an election, understanding that their choice reflects their values and can shape societal norms and policies. Sartre would argue that in this moment, individuals are not merely voting for candidates but are actively affirming their beliefs and engaging in the moral construction of their society. In the realm of technology and artificial intelligence, Sartre's ideas resonate through the ethical questions that arise as we develop intelligent machines. As AI begins to take on roles traditionally filled by humans, from autonomous vehicles to caregiving, we grapple with what it means to be responsible. Sartre challenges us to consider the implications of delegating decision-making to machines. Are we relinquishing our freedom by allowing algorithms to dictate choices? Or can we use technology to augment our autonomy and enhance our understanding of ethical dilemmas? This poses fundamental ethical questions about human agency, accountability, and the essence of our existence in a rapidly changing technological landscape. Furthermore, in discussions around medicine and bioethics, Sartre's emphasis on authenticity and individual choice can guide debates over patient autonomy and informed consent. Modern healthcare increasingly recognizes the importance of patients making informed choices about their treatment options, reflecting Sartre's assertion that individuals are responsible for defining their own lives. Questions arise such as, how do we respect a patient's subjective experience in medical decisions? How can healthcare providers ensure that patients are not reduced to mere cases or statistics but are seen as individuals with unique desires and values? Sartre's ideas challenge us to create systems that honor individual autonomy and the existential weight of personal choices, reinforcing the ethical principle that patients must be active participants in their own healthcare. Despite the richness of Sartre's contributions, his philosophy has not been without criticism. One major point of contention is the struggle with freedom that Sartre posits. Critics argue that by emphasizing absolute freedom, Sartre neglects the significant constraints imposed by social structures, economic conditions, and cultural contexts. These constraints can dictate the choices available to individuals, raising questions about the actual extent of one's freedom. Later existentialist thinkers, including Simone de Beauvoir and Albert Camus, sought to address these criticisms by integrating aspects of social and political contexts into their existential frameworks. Beauvoir, in particular, focused on gender and the complexities of identity, arguing that freedom is deeply influenced by one's social position, suggesting that an understanding of existentialism must include a critique of oppressive systems. Furthermore, some have raised concerns over Sartre's emphasis on individual choice and responsibility, suggesting that it can lead to a form of moral nihilism. If one is entirely responsible for defining their own moral framework, could it lead to morally arbitrary decisions? Critics worry that this might undermine collective ethical standards essential for socially responsible action. In response, later existentialists and philosophers have sought to carve out a space between radical subjectivity and social responsibility, advocating for an understanding of ethics that embraces both individual autonomy and the shared responsibilities we hold within a community. Historically, Sartre's existentialism can be connected back to earlier figures like Søren Kierkegaard, who explored individual existence and subjective truth well before Sartre made it a centerpiece of modern thought. Kierkegaard's focus on personal choice, angst, and faith resonates with Sartre's insistence on the individual's role in creating meaning within a largely indifferent universe. Moreover, Sartre's ideas laid the groundwork for later existentialist thinkers like Martin Heidegger, who emphasized being in the world, grounding individual existence within a larger inquiry into the nature of being itself. As we reflect on Sartre's philosophies, we are reminded of the inherent complexities of navigating freedom, existence, and ethical responsibility in our lives. Existentialism invites us to confront uncomfortable truths about our autonomy and the choices we make, pushing us to consider how our actions resonate far beyond our individual lives. Sartre's work compels us to engage more deeply with our own values and the impacts of our decisions, urging us to live authentically while being mindful of how our existence interweaves with others. In considering how Sartre's ideas apply to our own lives, we might ask ourselves critical questions. How do we balance our freedom with our responsibilities to others? In what ways do we succumb to bad faith, denying our autonomy in the face of societal pressures? Ultimately, Sartre challenges us to embrace the anxiety of freedom, advocate for our authentic selves, and navigate the moral complexities of our existence with courage and conviction. The journey of defining oneself may be fraught with challenges, but it is in this very struggle that we find the essence of what it means to be human. To delve further into Sartre's existentialism, we should explore the implications of his thought for relational ethics, particularly how it addresses the interconnectedness of human beings. Sartre's philosophy is not merely about individual freedom. It is also deeply entwined with the recognition of others. When he discusses the gaze, he highlights that our existence is heavily influenced by how we perceive others and how they perceive us. This points to a fundamental moral tension, the tension between one's freedom and the recognition of others as equally free individuals. In this way, Sartre suggests that the pursuit of authenticity is not a solitary endeavor but is inextricably linked to our interactions with others. Consider in this light the concept of solidarity. In modern discussions about social justice, solidarity emerges as a critical theme. For Sartre, the idea of solidarity is deeply tied to the acknowledgement that we share our freedom with others. The choices we make don't exist in a vacuum. They impact those around us. When faced with issues like systemic inequality or racism, Sartre's ethical framework suggests that individuals must not only confront their own beliefs and biases but also actively work against social injustices that oppress others. This call to action is a powerful expression of existentialist ethics, To recognize and defend the freedom of others is to affirm one's own freedom. In this interconnected web, the liberation of one is the liberation of all, which resonates with contemporary movements advocating for collective rights and social reform. Taking this further, Sartre's writings encourage us to engage with the moral weight of our choices in even mundane interactions. For example, consider a simple act of voting or participating in community service. Sartre would argue that these decisions, seemingly small, become significant when we acknowledge that our actions can alter the public sphere. By acting authentically, we not only affirm our values but contribute to the moral fabric of society. This implies that each person must make conscious choices rooted in individual authenticity while also considering their social implications. Sartre's philosophy thus compels us to examine how we can act not just for ourselves but for the collective good, prompting us to grapple with the ethical ramifications of our everyday lives. Despite the richness of Sartre's existential philosophy, some criticisms underscore the limitations of his moral framework. One notable critique is the claim that Sartre's emphasis on radical freedom can unintentionally lead to ethical relativism. If every individual is tasked with creating their own moral framework, this can lead to moral inconsistencies and conflicting ethical standards within a society. Some thinkers argue that this might suppress the development of a shared moral vocabulary necessary for communal living. The concern is whether Sartre's approach allows for cohesive ethical principles to emerge or whether it merely fosters a chaotic moral landscape where individual desires reign supreme. Furthermore, Sartre's notion of bad faith poses challenges for understanding accountability in moral philosophy. If we act in bad faith, we deceive ourselves about our freedom and responsibilities. Critics argue that this notion can be critiqued for being overly individualistic, overlooking the societal and structural factors that shape choices. Acknowledging influences from culture, tradition, and societal conditioning can provide a broader understanding of human behavior that Sartre's focus on individual freedom may obscure. Later thinkers like Judith Butler and bell hooks contribute to this critique by emphasizing how power structures affect identity and autonomy, advocating for a more nuanced perspective on freedom that integrates social context into the conversation about ethics. In examining these critiques, it's essential to recognize how Sartre's philosophy laid the groundwork for later existential and post-existential thinkers who have built upon his ideas. The existentialist legacy can be seen in the works of thinkers such as Simone de Beauvoir, who expanded Sartre's ideas regarding authenticity and choice by examining the gendered dimension of freedom. Her seminal book, The Second Sex, critiques the ways in which societal structures can entrap women in roles that deny their authenticity, echoing Sartre's concern with bad faith. De Beauvoir emphasizes that achieving authenticity for women requires a direct challenge to patriarchal structures that limit choices. This development pushes Sartre's existentialism into a more socially conscious direction, recognizing that for individuals to inhabit their freedom authentically, they must simultaneously challenge the oppressive forces at play in their lives. Another philosopher who engages with Sartre's ideas is Emmanuel Levinas, who critiques existentialist focus on autonomy and the self. Levinas argues that ethics precede ontology, meaning that our obligations to others shape our existence. In this sense, he shifts the existentialist focus from the individual's freedom toward a relational ethics, stressing that encountering others is an ethical event that compels us to respond. He posits that it is in the face of the other that we find a moral call that challenges the solitary nature of Sartre's freedom. This transformation illustrates how existentialism has evolved, emphasizing the interconnectedness of human beings rather than absolute autonomy. As we reflect on Sartre's existentialism in contemporary contexts, we can put these philosophical ideas against the backdrop of modern-day issues like social media ethics and their impact on personal identity. In an age where digital personas often overshadow actual identities, Sartre's ideas about authenticity and bad faith prompt us to consider how we curate our online selves. Are we presenting an authentic version of ourselves, or are we playing into societal expectations and norms that dictate how we should behave or look? The pressure to conform can lead individuals to misrepresent their true selves, abandoning their authenticity for social acceptance, a scenario Sartre might label as bad faith. In addition, Sartre's emphasis on the relational aspect of identity speaks volumes in discussions about community and belonging. In a hyper-connected world, We are constantly navigating a landscape where our identities are shaped by the perceptions of others, yet the quest for authenticity remains paramount. Engaging with Sartre's framework can encourage individuals to reflect on their shared humanity despite the pressures of individualism, fostering deeper connections and commitments to collective well-being. Sartre's ideas also have profound implications for ethical decision-making in business and leadership. In the face of corporate scandals and ethical dilemmas, Sartre would urge leaders to confront bad faith within corporate structures, where individuals might justify unethical practices by claiming they have no choice due to company policies or financial pressures. This pattern exemplifies Sartre's concept of self-deception. By avowing these claims, individuals surrender their freedom to act ethically. This notion prompts leaders to cultivate corporate cultures that empower individuals to act authentically in accordance with their values, recognizing that true leadership merges personal integrity with organizational responsibility. In the arena of education, Sartre's concepts of choice and responsibility invite critical reflection on what it means to educate future generations. Educators can encourage students to embrace their freedom and recognize the weight of their choices in a world increasingly shaped by technology and standardized testing. This can cultivate a generation that not only values personal authenticity but also understands its implications for social commitment. By fostering an environment where students learn to think critically about their own choices and the societal impact of their actions, educators align with Sartre's vision of authentically engaged individuals navigating the complexities of modern existence. Ultimately, Sartre's exploration of existence, freedom, and responsibility remains strikingly relevant. His insistence that we navigate our lives not from a script but through authentic engagement with our choices speaks to a human condition that is often fraught with struggle and uncertainty. As we face the myriad challenges of modern life, from political disillusionment to ethical dilemmas in technology, from personal identity crises in the age of social media to systemic injustices crying out for solidarity, Sartre offers us a philosophical framework that urges introspection. Engaging with Sartre's ideas compels us to embrace our freedom while acknowledging the broader societal implications of our choices. Each decision we make carries the weight of responsibility, not just for ourselves but for our communities as well. The legacy of Sartre's thought invites us to navigate our existence with courage, authenticity, and a commitment to the other, guiding us through the murky waters of self-definition and ethical living. As you reflect on Sartre's existentialism, consider the ways his invitations to authenticity and responsibility resonate in your life. Are there areas where you feel compelled to conform, denying your true nature? How might you live more authentically and courageously in the face of societal expectations? In what ways can you affirm the freedom of others as you navigate your own path? Sartre challenges us to confront these questions as we embark on our unique journeys, reminding us that the act of defining ourselves is a continuous interplay with the world around us. Through this philosophical lens, we can find pathways to meaningful existence that honor both our individuality and our shared humanity. To delve deeper into the intricate web of Sartre's thought, we can explore the foundational ideas regarding human existence, especially the notions of freedom, the other, and existential responsibility. These concepts not only enrich his philosophy but also provide fertile ground for understanding the contemporary moral dilemmas we encounter. One of the central tenets of Sartre's existentialism is the idea of absolute freedom. For Sartre, individuals exist in a state of radical freedom that is both exhilarating and burdensome. Unlike deterministic views of human behavior that suggest individuals are shaped entirely by external factors, Sartre argues that each person has the inherent capacity to choose their path, even in situations where it feels as if the options are limited. This freedom is not merely abstract. It's integral to our existence and encompasses every choice we make. However, this notion of freedom comes with a profound weight of responsibility. Sartre posits that because we are free to choose, we are also responsible for the consequences of those choices. This responsibility can lead to existential anxiety, or what Sartre calls anguish, as individuals may grapple with the reality of their decisions and the potential impact on their own lives and the lives of others. To illustrate this, consider the modern dilemma faced by individuals in the workplace, when a manager has to choose between maximizing profits or implementing ethical environmental practices. Sartre would argue that the manager is not merely responding to external pressures but is actively defining their values through their choices. The weight of this decision reflects not only on their career but also on their ethical integrity and commitment to those affected by their actions, illustrating Sartre's concept of existential anguish. To expand on the relational aspect of Sartre's philosophy, we must consider his famous notion of the other. In Fostering Self-Identity, Sartre contends that awareness of others is crucial. This is encapsulated in his statement that hell is other people, from his play, No Exit. While this phrase can suggest a nihilistic view of interpersonal relationships, it actually speaks to the complexity of our interconnectedness. The gaze of another can influence our self-perception, shaping our identity, desires, and actions. When we are looked upon by others, we often adjust our behaviors according to their expectations, risking authenticity for acceptance. For instance, the impact of social media in today's society exemplifies this dynamic. Individuals frequently curate their online personas to align with societal norms and pressures, often sacrificing their authenticity for likes and validation. Sartre would view this as a form of bad faith, as individuals might deceive themselves into thinking that these curated images reflect their true selves. In this context, the challenge is not just about how we perceive ourselves in relation to others, but how our authenticity can be affirmed amidst the overwhelming gaze of society. Moreover, the relation to the other is not merely about observation. It is about acknowledgement and responsibility. Sartre emphasizes that recognizing the freedom of others is integral to our own freedom. When we encounter another person, we are faced with the ethical obligation to respect their autonomy and individuality. This philosophical principle urges us to consider how our actions resonate beyond our singular existence. For instance, in discussions around racial and social justice, recognizing the freedom of marginalized communities means understanding the systemic barriers they face and affirming their rightful place in society. Are we, in our everyday actions, contributing to the liberation of others, or are we complicit in their oppression? This brings us to the existential concept of solidarity, which can be understood as the moral imperative to act in ways that support others' freedom. For Sartre, our individual freedom is indelibly linked to the freedom of society as a whole. By engaging in solidarity, we actively participate in each other's existence, reinforcing the idea that our personal choices are interwoven with the collective fabric of humanity. This reflects a profound ethical demand that calls us to not only be advocates for ourselves but also for others, acknowledging the shared struggle for freedom. In today's context, we see these themes emerging powerfully in movements for social change and justice. Recent protests for racial equality and environmental action represent ideals wherein individuals recognize their shared humanity and the moral obligation to advocate for one another's rights. Sartre's ideas encourage us to think deeply about how our choices can contribute to systemic change. For example, participating in community initiatives or supporting policies that strive for equitable treatment demonstrates a commitment to solidarity. Individuals become agents of change, channeling their existential freedom into actions that dismantle oppressive structures. At this point, it's essential to address some of the criticisms Sartre faced regarding his focus on the individual and the implications of radical subjectivity. Some philosophers argue that his emphasis on personal freedom may overlook the societal conditions that impede individuals' abilities to act authentically. Indeed, existential freedom cannot be divorced from the context in which it operates. While Sartre insists that we have the capacity to choose, we must also recognize that social factors, such as socioeconomic status, systemic oppression, and cultural context, can condition the options available to us. Later existential thinkers like Simone de Beauvoir addressed these critiques by emphasizing that freedom exists within a network of social relations and responsibilities. In her work, de Beauvoir explored how gendered experiences shape women's ability to exercise their autonomy. She argued that true freedom entails not just individual agency but also a recognition of the complexities imposed by society. In this way, de Beauvoir's existential feminism extends Sartre's philosophy, urging us to reflect on how social injustices constrain freedom and to actively challenge these structures to foster a truly authentic existence. Sartre's idea of the other and his emphasis on relational ethics brings to light the critique of individualism in moral philosophy. While autonomy is foundational in existentialist thought, it must be seen in the context of interpersonal relationships. Immanuel Levinas, another prominent philosopher influenced by Sartre, critiques this individualism by placing ethics as a fundamental dimension of human existence. For Levinas, the encounter with the other is not merely an external relationship, it is the basis of ethical responsibility. He argues that our primary obligation is to respond to those around us, as this encounter demands moral engagement and transcends our solitary freedom. Considering Levinas's thoughts alongside Sartre's invites us to reflect on our moral choices in a connected world. Today, many of us face decisions that not only affect our lives but also have implications for distant communities affected by global economic policies, climate change, and technological advancements. Sartre would remind us of our interconnectedness and the necessity of making choices that honor the freedom and dignity of others. In practice, this means considering how our consumption, voting, and activism impact marginalized voices and ecosystems, reinforcing the notion that our individual freedom is fundamentally tied to the freedom of others. Sartre's existentialism and its critique of bad faith resonate deeply within the discourse on authenticity and self-expression. In contemporary conversations surrounding mental health, for instance, individuals often grapple with societal expectations versus their inner realities. The pressure to conform can lead to feelings of isolation and anxiety, reflecting the tension Sartre identified between individual freedom and societal constraints. Recognizing the dynamics of bad faith enables individuals to confront their internal conflicts and reclaim their agency by living authentically. In the therapeutic context, existential concepts encourage introspection and embracing the complexities of human experience. Therapists might draw upon Sartre's ideas to help clients explore their values and understand how societal pressures influence their choices. By facilitating a dialogue about authenticity and freedom, therapists can guide individuals toward a deeper understanding of their identities, empowering them to make decisions aligned with their true selves. Moreover, in the ever-evolving landscape of technology, Sartre's existentialism launches critical inquiries into the ethical implications of human-machine interactions. The rise of artificial intelligence prompts us to confront the essence of our existence in a world increasingly mediated by technology. From social media to smart devices, we navigate a reality where our choices are often influenced or shaped by algorithms and digital footprints. As we delegate tasks to AI and engage with automated systems, Sartre's concerns about freedom and responsibility challenge us to reassess our autonomy. In business and leadership, ethical dilemmas arise as organizations grapple with transparency and accountability. In an age when data-driven decisions overshadow human insight, Sartre's framework encourages leaders to remain aware of their moral implications. In an era of automation, leaders must foster cultures that prioritize authentic engagement and employee empowerment while maintaining ethical standards. Encouraging employees to connect their individual values to organizational goals can mitigate the dangers of bad faith, creating environments where moral responsibility flourishes. Sartre's existentialism also finds relevance in discussions around climate change. As awareness of environmental degradation rises, individuals and organizations face moral dilemmas regarding resource consumption and future sustainability. Acknowledging our shared responsibility not only to future generations but also to all living beings echoes Sartre's call for solidarity. The choices we make regarding our consumption patterns, advocacy for policy changes, and commitment to sustainability reflect our understanding of freedom in both individual and collective contexts. Finally, as we consider the interplay of existentialism with contemporary morality, it is critical to recognize how Sartre's emphasis on individual agency inspires movements for social justice. Individuals and communities championing rights for marginalized groups draw upon existential principles to assert their identities and affirm their freedoms. The emphasis on living authentically guides activism, urging individuals to resist oppressive forces and confront the systemic dynamics that perpetuate inequality. In weaving together these various threads, we see how Sartre's existentialism continues to impact moral discourse, inspiring profound reflections on freedom, responsibility, authenticity, and interconnectedness. His invitation to navigate life through the lens of lived experience encourages us to engage with our values, confront the weight of our choices, and embrace the challenges of existence. As we conclude this exploration of Sartre's moral philosophy, let us reflect on our existential journey. Are we living authentically, or are we caught in patterns of bad faith, conforming to societal expectations? How can we harness our freedom to foster solidarity and support the greater good? Sartre's philosophy invites us to grapple with these questions, reminding us that our quest for meaning and ethical living is a continuous dance with the world around us. In our pursuit of an authentic existence, we are called to approach life with courage, resilience, and a commitment to both ourselves and the diverse tapestry of humanity.